This is episode number one. Our topic today is why goodbye is no friend to small business. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. When we say goodbye to friends and loved ones in our lives, we do so in many ways. We say goodbye to our family members, friends, colleagues, co-workers, colleagues and even strangers, just as we have to say hello to someone who has died. It is never easy to say goodbye to the people we care about, but finding the right words to express how we feel can make the transition smoother and more memorable. Whatever the reason for saying goodbye to your friends and family members, you want to do so in a way that captures your true feelings. When you say goodbye to a loved one or colleague, pick up a few goodbye offers and round them off to make your farewell a little easier. Sending a farewell email to your colleagues is an important step in the transition to another job. Taking the time to write a goodbye message will help remove any confusion about your departure and ensure that you can reach out to people before you move on. With these tips, you can not only write a comprehensive farewell email, but also leave a positive impression on those who know you during your time at the company and focus on the next career step. If you're like me and can't get enough of parting alternatives, here are a few more tips you might find helpful. WakeTech offers various ways to say goodbye in English, including informal sayings and even body language. Feel free to play with all the different options we have said goodbye to and see which you like best. This video is a well-spoken instructor who offers you more ways to say goodbye than you know. This is a pleasant and polite way to say goodbye to someone you do not know well, but if you want to continue doing business with them, a very formal expression is appropriate. If you say hello to a colleague on a Friday afternoon, say, "I had a good weekend," or say, "You behaved well on holiday," to have someone before you go on holiday. This is a good term to use when you are ready to leave a social gathering, but you should not tell others unless they know each other very well or if they try to be flirtatious or cute. One can say one of these expressions, although it can sound a little shorter than one's own. The words of literature and the great poets can help to convey emotions that are difficult to express. If you can't always avoid splitting up with your best friend, say goodbye with a poem that reminds you that friendship will remain in your heart forever. Consider doing this with one of the poems listed here. Let your friends know and grieve for your loved ones. You will never forget to wish your employee all the best for the next phase of his life. Tell your friends that you will meet them again in a few months, maybe even a year or two later, or maybe a decade from now. Be there for the change in their lives and let them know that you will miss them and how much they will be missed. Combine your cards with a gift that disappears with them to show them what they will miss. Show them how much they mean to you by making sure you know that you support them in this new chapter. Hopefully these farewell quotes and sayings have helped you express your feelings and make your farewell a little easier. For this reason, the old adage that a deceased bids farewell by describing death as merely slipping into the next room is a popular choice. I urge you and your friends and family not to mourn your death and to tell them that you have led a full and meaningful life. If you have to say goodbye to a deceased loved one, this poem will make your experience easier and remind you that life cannot exist without death. Whatever the reason, you can always say goodbye with a smile on your face and a deep sense of peace. If you need to say goodbye to your best mate, hold a service in his honor in your local church or church of your choice, such as a memorial service, funeral or funeral. Let's face it, when it comes to the marketplace, we haven't put our best foot forward lately. When I made my first appearance in 2007, I was a great addition to the community of the site. Feel free to say something in the comments and let Marketplace know how much you care about them. Last week we lost a remarkable rescue dog, Tallulah, in a tragic accident on the way to the vet's office in the middle of the night. This has been PodBot, Episode 1. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.